Welcome to The Fitpreneurs, the show that will help you flex your business muscles so you can make more money and live the life you really want. No more complaining, whining, or being a wimp. It's time to pump up your fitness business and push yourself beyond your comfort zone. So no girly men or lazy ladies allowed. It's time for me to do some push-ups and turn things over to your host, Simon Lovell.
In today's episode of Kick-Ass, we're going to be talking about how to quit your job and pursue the career that you love. Because I know that there are so many people watching this, and whether you're watching a replay or you're joining me live, or maybe you've got a friend. You got that friend that just keeps on moaning about their situation. Or maybe you are moaning about your situation and you want to be able to pursue what you love, because inside you're being guided, okay? You're being guided to do bigger and better things. But maybe you're going to work every day and you're like, holy shit, I'm just drained by my boss. I'm drained by the people around me. I've got people who are just, I just need to get out of here. Any of those thoughts? I just need to get out of here. Can't wait for the time to come when you are exiting and you're going home to just relax. And here's the truth. When you're doing something that you love, when you're passionate about what you do, time passes, right? You shouldn't be looking at the clock. And so one of the big things that happens with so many people that I've helped transist into this is that once you make that shift, once you make that alteration, in this video today, I'm going to give you a very different perspective to help you see things from a different perspective, then so much opens up to you. Because truth be told, and we talked about energy in previous episodes, which is, hey Andy, we've talked about it in previous episodes, which is when you're in a job, okay, that you don't enjoy and you're not passionate about, then that drags you down energetically, okay? And it means that you're out of alignment with what you should be doing. So that calling of, I want to get out here, I need to be doing something different. You know, I can actually remember this back when I was in the publishing industry and I was just working in this job and this boss that I really didn't admire and like, and it was just time for me to go. Sometimes your time is up. And today in the episode, we're going to be talking about why don't people make that jump? Why do people not make that jump into something that they love and they continue doing something sometimes for years that they're not passionate about? Welcome, Cherry. Welcome, Andy. Thanks for the love, as always, on the show. And I'm going to be sharing a really awesome story with you, too. And this is one of the most badass. It's behind the scenes of a video that was posted in my VIP mentorship group. But if you're wanting to quit your job, and if you're currently in a job or you know someone that's in a job that they don't enjoy, this video, I'm going to play it. It's a full 9 minutes. It's probably one of the best videos that you've ever seen on someone who's just had the realization of what they need to do moving forward. So this is what I want to talk about today. First of all, you know, what are some of the frustrations that most likely you're going through? Well, we've already talked about a number of them, which is just, you know, not doing what you love. Even if you're earning money and you're bringing in revenue, the fact that you're not doing something that you love to building that revenue is even more frustrating, because you're getting your paycheck, but it's from you spending the majority of your life in something which you don't love. So for me, doing this and sharing this value with you and doing the marketing and building and helping clients, I love it every single day, even though it's a challenge, even though it can get stressful a lot, all right, as you're wanting to grow, and even though you're going to go through a lot of different bumps, I really enjoy what I do. I really love what I do, and I make it fun, and I make it fun for my clients. Post into the comments below. You currently, have you transisted out? Have you moved out of that job? And are you now doing something that you love? When was it? Or are you still held in the prison of a job that you hate and you really want to move out and transist out? Okay, so I'd love to know your thoughts. Where are you right now? For everyone that's watching, post into the comments below. When did you make that jump? What was your story? I'd love to be able to share that with you. Everyone has a story. And if you're needing this as some motivation, again, the video that I'm going to be sharing with you is critical if you're currently wanting to get out of that paid job and into something that you're passionate about. So, you know, it can be very frustrating for a lot of people. And here's a couple of the things I know for sure. It's about being comfortable, okay? It's about not having clarity of where you want to be, okay? And most of all, people who are in jobs that they hate, but they haven't taken the jump yet, while it can be financial, Really, what it comes down to a lot of the time is fear, okay? Because we can all take those steps. We can all, and in the words of Tony Robbins, burn the boats. But people just have so much risk associated to it. And so more people are okay with a bit more risk, and they're happy to dive in. And some people need to go through a transition. But this is what I want to say. This is what I want to say today, which is really important. When you really understand what's possible in this industry, and you have the confidence to charge what you're worth, you have a process for it, okay, and you understand it, then what happens is you suddenly start to realize very quickly that based on the hours that you're working in this job that you've got, okay, work out, just write down the number of hours that you're working right now, okay? So if you're watching this and you're currently in a job that you don't like and you want to transition to full-time in the fitness industry, be it coaching, nutrition coaching, personal training. So we've got these two, we've got a piece of paper and we've got a line down the middle. On the left side, you want to put down like, what are my current hours? What am I working? And then on the same column, you also want to put, how much am I earning for those hours? What am I earning for those hours? It might be 80 hours and I'm earning 4,000 for that. Okay. For example, you got to get this piece down on paper. This is really important. Okay, if I was working with you one-to-one, I would be going through exactly the same process. So if you're currently in a job that you don't like and you want to transist full-time into doing what you love, which is being passionate in the industry, then write down right now, what are you currently, how many hours you work in a month, okay, and what are you generating in revenue for those hours, okay? Now, here's the thing. When you've got that number written down, this is what happens for most people. Okay, what they do is they look at the average, what the everyone else, they look at what is the average, what everyone else is charging and making in the industry. So they make this comparison. Well, I'm currently doing this amount of hours and I'm earning this. And well, everyone else is charging blocks and sessions. And oh my God, it's going to be so much work for me to make this transition over to that I love. And this is where the delusion is. Because when you use the correct model and you know how to sell confidently and you sell packages and you have that confidence to go and sign up clients for a premium rate and you're not caught within the normal framework of what you were taught within the training school, that's where everything changes, which is why you want to have a fitpreneur mentality, not the mentality that you had when you came out of PT school, because this is what's happening. When you come out of PT school and you're taught a certain thing, which is a certain model, you only have those mental associations of what you can generate. Therefore, the comparison between the two is completely off. When my clients come in and they learn the sales process and the marketing and their confidence builds up, then making that transition out of a full-time job into full-time becomes a lot easier, because all I do is need to have them generating one or two sales and they've completely made what they would make in a month in literally 1 hour. Okay, and they understand that they can repeat that process and all of that free time that they now have, they can go out and do what they love, which is where the revenue increases. But there has to be that clarity, which is why we need a personal conversation with someone to find out their specific situation. So if you're watching this and you're currently in a full-time job and you want to transist out into the industry with confidence and do what you love, which is going to make you so much happier, definitely head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough. And I've helped so many people quit their full-time jobs to go into the industry. And these are people who sometimes have studios. One of the guys in my mastermind went from corporate, okay, earning a very decent amount of money to moving into maintaining his studio full time. For a lot of people, you may be watching this and you've got like a second job, or you're spending, maybe you've got three or four jobs that you're doing because you need to bring in that revenue and you're just hustling to do these jobs. When truth be told, there's another life out there, which is you having confidence around marketing, selling yourself, putting yourself out there, and you can actually do what you love, which energizes you. Okay, very, very important. So I really want to help so many more trainers, because you have to understand, you have to recognize you are not alone, okay? Because there are hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of people in that transition point from wanting to go into the industry full time when they're doing something which really the majority of the time they don't love. Okay. So this is really about having clarity, understanding how to generate leads, how to market yourself and how to sell, and really having the confidence and removing some of those fears. Okay. But you've got to make that first step. I really want to share this video with you now, because here is a story, okay, around an amazing, passionate, young lady that I spoke to, who came to me in one of these situations. She's working multiple jobs. She's not enjoying it. Okay. And she found herself in this position, and she was like, I want to do what I love. Simon, I want to do what I love. And she was in this fear and just not in that place of, just in her life where she was happy about what she was doing. She had a really personal story, which she shares in this video. And she came into the program, and I wanted to share this. This was actually behind the scenes, a behind the scenes video that was posted in the VIP group. So I can't normally share these videos because they're private. However, I got permission for me to share this video of the breakthrough that she had when she had this realization, much of which I have just shared with you at the start of the video. So for anyone that who is in that transition place, this is such a powerful video for me to share with you, because it shows you the moment when she realized and had the shift around the time and the finances. Let me share this video with you, and we'll be back very shortly.
Hey guys, so I'm posting this video into the group for a couple of reasons. To share with you guys some awesome news, to hold myself accountable, and to just fucking be real. So for some of you guys that don't know this, when I joined the group, I was working three jobs. Not four, not two, but three. Full-time PTA, which is what I still do, part-time server, part-time caregiver for a special needs boy. And it took a lot of courage to, you know, let go of my part-time jobs, but I did it. And then I was all like, I could do this. I can continue to work my full-time job and transform, you know, myself, my mindset, and continue to work on growing this business and do both. Because look what I was just doing. It was just three jobs. You know, I could do this. But there's no fucking comparison, and here's why. Here is my island of safeness, what I've been doing, what I know. And then here's this island that, like, I feel alive when I think about it, because it's everything that I want and everything that I know I can do. And it's a life-altering experience on this island, running my own business and doing what I love every freaking day. And I'll be honest, like, when I wake up in the morning and I know I have to go to the clinic, I do what I know I can. I meditate, I take care of myself, I work out, and I go in with the best mindset I know how. And like I've said before, you cannot change what people say, do, or think. So it would take me all of 30 seconds for that positive mind shift to just plummet. And here's why, guys. I can't change the fact that my coworkers have like zero sense of teamwork, that some of my patients talk to me so poorly that I just don't even know how they actually function in a society. And I'm overworked and underpaid. Now, I'm choosing to keep myself in that environment because I think that's like the only thing I can do, right? Because that's my baby. Because I'm holding on to that island of comfort like white on fucking rice. And it was so hard for me to continue that momentum of positive, positive, positive when at 13 hours, I'm running on E because of the negative energy that I'm just surrounded by. And then I'd go home and I'm like, I gotta post a video and I gotta dig deep because I'm running on E. And then I'd wake up the next day filled with energy, and that energy level would actually skyrocket because I'm now taking charge of my life and I'm taking the steps to get to where I need to be. And then I'd start to ask people, like, do you think I should, like, leave my job? And they'd be like, no, what are you talking about? Like, that's crazy. I'd ask my friends and my family and my parents. And guys, don't get me wrong. I respect my friends and I love my parents. But I was looking for bullshit validation, which this is what I mean. I know what I need to do. And by asking people that maybe don't have the same goals and have the same skills and have the same drive that I do, I'm not asking for what I need to hear. I'm asking for what I want to hear. So surround yourself by like-minded people, and you're going to start to hear more of what you need and less of what you want. That's not what I was doing. So I made a big sale July 1st, and it was freaking amazing. I am so confident that this woman can change her life with my help, and I'm so badass at what I do already that there's not one doubt in my mind that we're going to attain the goals that she wants and then some. Now, it's been an up and down roller coaster when I have those days, and then I go back to this job that just sucks the life out of me. And I honestly didn't realize how big of a shift it was until I made that sale. And I got in my car and I'm like, holy shit, I just made the same amount I make in 1 month off of 2 paychecks on 1 client. All because of something that I know how to do. So then I, you know, was like thinking about it, and I'm like, no. I can't quit my job, because what if I fail and I don't get here? Well, then I have that. So, okay, I'm going to keep going. So I would go to work, and I'm like, yeah, I got this. And it just, like, at the end of the day, I was running on E again. And nobody can change anything about your life but you, okay? So yeah, a lot of shit was going on in my life, and I recognized that there was a low part of my life, and then I recognized that there was a really high part of my life. And that high part of my life, it was energized and full of freaking positivity because of the things that I choose to do. So I had a transformation session with a lady, and I told her to meet me on my lunch break when I was at the clinic. So where do you think my energy level was? Yeah, and that whole session was horrible. The price scared her. I didn't try hard enough. More on my mind was getting back to work and not pissing that patient off that I had at 1:30 that was kind of a jackass. That lady reached back out to me and said, hey, you know, I think I really want to do this. Will you meet up with me again? I'm like, sure. Let's do a free workout, chit chat. Let's do this. Now, the video that Sophie posted from Friday, like, if you guys have not watched it, please do so, because you're doing yourself a disfavor if you haven't, because it shifted my mind, like, whoa. And for real, like, thank you, Sophie, for recording that and posting it. Because I went into that transformation session today, like, no reservations, no fucking dollar amount. I just went in there and said, how can I make her dreams come true? Because I know how badass I am, and I know how freaking determined she is, and this is going to happen. And it did. In half the amount of time, I took her through a workout, and I sold her a $1,200 package. She gave me $600 today. She's giving me $600 on Tuesday. And the difference, guys, is not the money. It's the mind. It's the way I went into it. It's all the things that I did, and the steps, the different steps I took, and my energy level that was there. I got back in my car and I'm like, no, seriously, like, why am I still at my job? So I'm going to tell you guys something else too that I don't know if you know. If you have watched the video, no worries. Literally about a year ago, this isn't a metaphor, I was sitting in jail with some fucking nut job. I don't know what she did. Because I chose to not give a shit about myself, make poor decision, drink and drive, get behind the wheel, and I got a DUI. It was all because, yeah, I was working like 4 jobs at the time, and I was making like bank, but I was fucking miserable. So much so that I didn't even think twice before getting behind that wheel. And it could have been so much worse. But if you would have told me that at that moment, that Krista, from a year from now, you're gonna quit all those jobs, and you're gonna be on this journey of self-improvement and personal growth, and you're gonna chase this dream of owning your own business, I would have laughed in your face. But here I am. Guys, joining Simon's group and this amazing opportunity was scary as shit. But only amazing things have happened since I joined. And every single one of you, if I know you guys are doubting yourself or have doubted yourself, don't, because you're trying. Because the easiest thing for anybody to do in life is to give up, throw in the towel, go back to the safe bullshit zone. You know, the hardest thing to do is to fucking try. And every single one of you guys you're trying. You're here. You're listening to this because you realize that something needed to change in your life, and you needed guidance. You needed help. So here it is, guys. I've decided to put my 2 weeks in on Monday and quit my job. Woo! And I'm so excited, and I'm not leaving my job out of spite. I'm leaving my job because I know that there's a better life out there and there's better opportunities for me and for the people that I'm going to work with when I'm in a positive mindset, when I'm energized by every day and I'm not in this roller coaster. And yeah, am I going to have highs and lows? Absolutely. Do I have my reservations? Absolutely. Do I have my what ifs? Hell yeah. What if this is amazing? What if this is life altering? What if it's the best freaking decision I've ever made? You don't know until you try. So there you have it, guys. I really, really hope and I truly believe that every single one of you guys have something so freaking amazing to give this world. So don't sell yourself short. Don't worry about what other people are saying, thinking, or doing. And don't let fear, that bitch that we can't touch because she's not a tangible item, let it go and keep doing what you're doing. Have a great weekend, guys.
So I just wanted to share that with you guys just as feels like a motivational video, which absolutely was. So I thank Krista for sharing that, but also I think just a really important pull from the main group for anyone who's in that position of in that place of feeling that their job is going to be the place that they're going to continue for, when actually there's a bigger dream and mission to be able to serve people. So if you've just joined and you're just watching, that was a video that I pulled out from the main VIP group, and Krista just quitting her job. So guys, the point of this video today, okay, is around making you aware around, listen, if you're in a current job and you want to transist out into helping people full time, you just have to understand, you got to get clear around what you want. You need the strategy to be able to implement it. You need the support group. And also, you need to really overcome those fears, and just, it's a journey, okay? And we can speed up that journey for you. Now, if you're in the position right now where you want to quit your job and you want to commit fully to a date, okay, in the next 90 days, and you're like, Simon, I've had enough. I have had enough of the job that I am in, and I want to get out of my position. I'm looking for three trainers. You may be a personal trainer. You need to be certified. You also need to be in nutrition. You can be 100% nutrition. You don't need to be a trainer, but you need to have your nutrition cert. And I'm looking for three health professionals, personal trainers, nutritionists that want to commit to a date within the next 90 days. And what we'll do is we'll take you through a process, the same process as Krista, to be able to help you get out and finally say goodbye and quit your job. I've been doing this now. Within Fitpreneurs, there's obviously a lot of different people in a lot of different positions. You may be watching this and you may have a studio. You may be watching this and you may be full-time in training. But if you're watching this and you're not, and you're in that transition, it's a very painful transition sometimes because it can take a long, long time. But if you want to speed that up and you want to set a specific date, Simon, I'm done. I'm willing to invest in myself, but I want to quit in the next 90 days. Shoot me a message or head to fitpreneurs.com/breakthrough and set the specific date on when you would like to quit. We also need to know how much you're currently generating in revenue, okay, and the hours that you are working. Okay, then once we do that, we'll most likely one of my team or myself will hop on a call and find out what's specifically going on and let you know what it's going to take for you to make that jump and replacement, because honestly, every situation is different. But I would rather, okay, you be doing something that you love where you're helping people and have the energy that Krista has now got because of this shift. And you should see the video content and the stuff that she's doing post that decision, because once you've made the decision, it's not actually about when you quit. Okay, it's not the day that you quit. It's the day that you make the decision and you hand in your notice. That's the key, because that's when the energy releases and you know you're onto new things. So what needs to happen most likely is there needs to be a transition point of you either just burning the boats, which most people won't do, but coming in through a phase of coaching, which allows us for you to generate a couple of sales to give you the confidence to then jump. That's the exact process that Krista went through and is the same process that we take anyone through. And remember, it's a system, it's a process for helping you quit your job, because you know that you want to serve more people and you want to help more people. Irrespective if that's not for you, please do take something positive from the video, and maybe you'll go into your own level of action and it will make you make a powerful decision for yourself. However, if you want the same support as Krista, head to fitpreneurs.com Maybe we're going to actually do a competition between those who are coming through on that 12-week coaching program to see and maybe give a prize for who quits first and takes the jump. So I'm helping people make more and more of a jump. Now let's post in the comments below. What's your current position? Do you have any questions? I'm opening up questions for any part of your business today, which you can ask a question on. So feel free. It doesn't have to be on the topic of today, but we are here live in San Diego. This is Simon Lovell from Fitpreneurs in the first of the new Kick-Ass live feed shows, based on actually a conversation I was having just yesterday with some of my clients. So post into the comments below. Your feedback on Krista's video would be awesome too. Let's open up some Q&A. What have you guys got going on in your business or your life right now that you could do with a different perspective on? So in today's training, we're talking about the topic of quitting a full-time job and making that transition out is such a difficult thing for so many people because there's a lot of fear associated with it. Staying comfortable is another big thing that a lot of people like to say that they're going to get out of, but ultimately the comfort zone is pulling you down. So we want to help you transition out of that. Remember, what I was talking about earlier in the show was doing this little exercise, which is really key, which is just writing down specifically how many hours you're working, okay? How many hours you're working, what revenue you're generating during the course of that month in the job that you're in, okay? And then it's an easy process for us to work out how many big package sales would you need to make to be able to replace that revenue from, and remembering when, especially if you're in a job which is dragging your energy down, then that can really affect your mindset. Because when the time gets opened up and you're clear and you understand how to market yourself and how to sell yourself, having that confidence, and you now you've got all of this free time because you're not working in your job, you can go out and start to do the things that you would love to do to be able to help you help more people. And it's very draining mentally when you know that you can be doing bigger and better things, but you're held within the confines of someone else's business that isn't in alignment with your values, which is also really important. Post it in the comments below, guys. Would love to have your questions, comments, and thoughts on this topic. And if you've got any questions around your business, where are you guys listening in from? Post below. Good to see you guys on here. Remember, guys, these videos also go over to the Fitpreneurs YouTube channel. So if you want to check out, there's a whole playlist called the Kick-Ass TV show, which is over on YouTube. If you haven't already been over to the website, head to fitpreneurs.com and check out the podcast. Also, there's links to obviously the blog and different products, as well as that all important breakthrough call to be able to for us to have a discussion around where are you currently in your business, what is the shift that needs to happen, and help you get clear around your potential based on your area, what you're doing. Maybe you're in a transition right now of going into online, or maybe you're just opened a gym, or maybe based on the training today, you are in that position just like Krista and you want to jump out of your full-time job and go into full-time personal training or full-time coaching with nutrition, whatever that is. I would love to see you doing something that you love full-time instead of spending the majority of your hours in an environment that isn't lifting you up to be able to help more people. All right, guys. Well, this is another episode of Fitpreneurs Kick-Ass TV. I will see you in another episode. Take it easy. Bye.
Guys, thanks for the killer episode. Listen, if you want to take your fitness business to the next level, terminate your competition, create ultimate freedom, buy new houses, cars, which could blow up, travel the world, or open your own gym where you can lift really heavy weights, then head to www.thefitpreneurs.com/free call for details on how to apply for your free accelerator call. Until the next episode, hasta la vista, Fit Pros.